由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
It is a delight for us to know that you have tuned in to this broadcast.
我们很高兴你能够收听这个节目。
And we do look forward to hearing from you because we love to hear your response.
我们盼望能够收到你的来信，因为我们很想得到你的回应。
We have been talking about Moses, the hero of God.
我们正在讲着有关于摩西的事迹，他是神的英雄。
And we left you in the last time where Moses has gone from the Egyptian school to the wilderness school.
在上集节目结束的时候，我们讲到摩西离开了埃及王宫这间的学校，去到旷野这间的学校里面。
And we know the condition of Moses in the wilderness school.
我们知道摩西在旷野这间的学校里面的情况。
And the way we know his condition is from Exodus chapter 18, verses 3 and 4.
我们是透过出埃及记，旧约的出埃及记，18章3至4节的记载，是知道他的情况的。
We know his condition from the naming of his children.
从他为他的子女所改的名，我们就知道他的处境究竟是怎样了。
Moses was depressed when his first son was born.
当他的长子出世的时候，摩西是很消沉的。
So he named him Gershom.
所以他帮个大仔改名就叫做格逊。
Which means alien and stranger in a foreign land.
这个名的意思就是外邦寄居的意思。
But then he was in a happy mood when the second son was born.
但是当他第二仔出世的时候，摩西的心情是很愉快的。
So he named him Eleazar, which means God delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh.
所以他就帮他的第二仔改个名字叫做以利以谢，那个意思就是神救我脱离法老的刀。
For Moses, the wilderness university was very different from the University of Heliopolis.
对于摩西来讲，这一所旷野的大学呢，同克里俄普里斯大学，即是埃及的神庙，是很不同的。
The curriculum of learning at the University of the Wilderness was taking care of sheep.
在旷野这一所大学里面，摩西所学的学科就是怎样去放羊。
It was very different from architecture, geometry, and mathematics.
这个的科目呢，同他在埃及王宫里面所学的建筑学、几何学和数学呢，是很不同的。
His teacher in the wilderness was the Lord himself.
在旷野里面，神亲自担任摩西的老师。
Here in the wilderness, there were no sun worshippers.
在旷野里面，是没有人去拜太阳神的。
Only the one who made the sun.
只有呢，是创造太阳、创造天地万物独一的真神。
Here in the wilderness, no worshippers of nature.
在旷野里面，是没有人去拜大自然的。
But he could commune with the very one who made nature.
但是人呢，可以同大自然的创造主去沟通。
And just as his emotions began to heal,
就在摩西的情绪得到医治的时候，
And just as Moses was beginning to get over the past pain,
正当摩西开始是从过去的伤痛里面开始复原的时候，
Something happened that caused all of these past painful emotions to surface again.
就发生了一件事，是勾起摩西过去一切痛苦的愁绪的。
God showed up in person in the burning bush.
神在燃烧的荆棘丛里面向摩西显现。
And he said to Moses, you are going back to deliver my people.
神对摩西说，你要回去，要去解救我的百姓。
Suddenly, all of the forgotten fears gripped Moses' heart once more.
突然之间，那些被遗忘的恐惧又充满了摩西的心了。
It was not surprising, therefore, that Moses instantly gave God four excuses as to why he should not go back.
摩西呢就即刻提出四个他不能够回去的理由，实在呢是不足为怪的。
Let's look at these excuses.
让我们来看看他那四个的理由啊。
First,
第一个的理由是
Moses said, who am I?
摩西对神说，我是什么人呢？
Think about the answer to that question with me, please.
请同我一起去思想一下这个问题的答案。
You are Moses.
假设你就是摩西本人。
You were the heir to the throne of the most powerful nation in the world.
你曾经是当时全世界最强盛的国家的王位继承人。
You are powerful physically and intellectually.
你的体格很魁梧，学识也是比很多人是优胜的。
You were the general who led victories for Egypt.
你是率领埃及军队的常胜将军。
But Moses would say, all that had been stripped off me.
但是摩西就说，我的这一切都被剥夺了。
Now I feel worthless.
现在我已经觉得自己是一文不值的了。
Now I feel incapable.
现在我觉得自己是完全没有长处的。
Now I feel inadequate.
现在我觉得自己是一事无成的。
Four decades ago, oh yeah, that would have been true.
没错，在四十年之前，这一切都是事实来的。
Is Moses pretending to be humble here?
现在摩西是不是在假扮谦虚呢？
Not at all.
绝对不是的。
He is actually feeling worthless at this point of his life.
在他人生的这个阶段，摩西的而且确是觉得自己毫无价值的。
He still feels deep rejection in his heart.
在他心里面仍然是深深地觉得自己是被排斥。
Oh, but this is good news.
但是这个其实是一个好消息来的。
You say, how can...Feeling worthless be good news.
你会说什么话？他这么自卑，怎算是好消息啊？
It means that God can now use you in a far more powerful way than you have ever thought possible.
的确是好消息来的，因为这个意味着现在神可以大大地使用你，甚至是超过你所想所求的。
My listening friends, God specializes in those who feel inadequate.
亲爱的朋友，神最擅长是去帮助那些觉得自己一事无成的人。
God specializes in those who feel empty.
神是最擅长去帮助那些是觉得自己一无所有的人。
God said, I will be with you, Moses, and that is enough.
神说，摩西，我是同你同在的，这样就已经足够了。
In fact, that's everything that you need.
事实上神这样讲话，我与你同在，这个就是你所需要的一切了。
The second excuse was this.
摩西的第二个理由是
Who shall I tell them sent me?
他说，我应该怎样去告诉他们是谁叫我来的呢？
Names are very important in many countries.
在很多的国家里面，名是很重要的。
Names represent who you know.
名，即是说你的名，是代表你认识哪个人。
Names reveal who your family is.
名亦都显示你的家世，你的背景是怎样的。
Moses once had a big name in Egypt.
摩西过去呢是属于埃及一个很显赫的家族。
In fact, it was one of the biggest.
事实上他是出自埃及最显赫的家族的。
His name opened doors.
他的名字能够令他通行无阻。
His name got people to salute.
啲人呢因为他的名字就会是向他行礼向他敬礼了。
His name was a powerhouse.
他的名字呢是等同于权力的。
His name made things happen.
他的名字呢是能够呼风唤雨令到很多事情呢都会发生的。
But one day his name really meant nothing.
但是直到有一天即是说当摩西杀了人之后他的名字就不再有意义了。
His own people rejected him.
他自己的同胞拒绝他。
His grandfather Pharaoh wanted to kill him.
他的祖父也就是法老呢要去杀害他。
And now Moses needed a name bigger than his own.
在这个时候呢摩西就需要一个比他更加伟大的名字。
Now Moses needed a name more powerful than his own.
现在摩西呢是需要一个名字这个名字呢是比他自己的名字是更加有权威的。
And God gently and lovingly said to him, Go and tell them that I am who I am sent you.
于是神就很温柔亦都很仁慈地去对摩西讲叫他呢去讲以下的说话就是那位自有永有的耶和华神呢是打发你去的。
What was God telling Moses here?
神对摩西讲的说话当中那个意思究竟是什么呢？
He was telling him, I am the eternal God of your forefathers.
神的意思是我是你祖先的永生神。
I am the God of the past, the God of the present, and the God of the future.
他说我是过去的神我是现在的神是将来永远都不改变的神。
God did not say my name is I was.
神并没有说我的名字叫做我曾经是。
He would have been only the God of the past.
如果神是这样讲的话那他就只不过是过去的神。
God did not say my name is I can.
神没有说我的名叫做我现在能够。
He would have only been the God of the present.
如果神是这样讲的话那他就只不过是现在眼前的神。
God did not say my name is I will.
神亦都冇话我嘅名叫做我将会系。
He would only have been the God of the future.
如果神真系咁样讲，咁佢就只不过系将来嘅神啫。
No wonder Jesus Christ, who was God in human flesh, declared himself to be I am.
难怪嗰位道成肉身嘅耶稣基督宣告佢嘅名系我是。
Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
主耶稣说我是生命的粮。
I am the door to life.
主耶稣说我是生命的门。
I am the resurrection and the life.
主耶稣说复活在我生命也在我。
I am the way, the truth and the life.
他说我是道路真理生命。
I am, I am, I am.
他多次说我是。我是我是。
Without him, no one could ever get into heaven.
他说若不藉着他就没有人能够去到天堂那里
And then there is a third excuse.
之后摩西就用了第三个的藉口了。
Moses said, "What if they don't believe me?"
摩西话：如果佢哋唔相信我，即系如果嗰啲以色列人唔相信我嘅话，咁点算呢
？Now this excuse truly reveals Moses' root problem.
呢个藉口咧系反映咗摩西最根本嘅问题系啲乜嘢嘅
？I once thought that I could do this, but I was rejected.
就系话我曾经认为我可以做得到。但是我被人拒绝了。
My listening friends, listen carefully to God's response to this excuse.
亲爱的听众朋友，请你留意神是怎样去回答他这个藉口的呢？
Did God say to Moses, "Stop wallowing in your emotional pain"?
神是不是回答摩西说，你不要再自怨自艾了？
Is that what God said?
神是不是这样说呢？
No.
并不是这样说的。
In Exodus chapter 4, verses 2 to 9,
在旧约圣经出埃及记第四章二至到九节那里，
God gently and lovingly said to Moses, "I am going to give you three signs."
神很温柔，亦都很仁慈地对摩西说，他说，我要给你三个神迹。
I'm going to give you three supernatural miracles to authenticate my mission for you.
他说，我要给你三个神迹奇事，证明是我，即是耶和华神，授权给你去差派你去那里的。
He said, first, you're going to turn the shepherd's staff into a serpent and then back to a staff again.
神说，你要将你牧羊的杖是变成一条蛇，然后呢，再将蛇变回做手杖。
Then I'll cause your hands to be struck with leprosy and then whole again.
然后呢，我要令到你的手是生大麻风，然之后呢是再复原翻。
And I will turn waters of the Nile River into blood and then back to water again.
我还要呢令到尼罗河的水变成血，然后呢再变翻做水。
Not just one sign, but three.
不是单单一个神迹，而是三个神迹。
Now Moses keeps his fourth and biggest excuse to the end.
最后摩西就提出第四个藉口，亦都系最大嘅藉口啦。
Exodus chapter 4 verse 10, Moses said, "I am slow of speech and stutter."
喺出埃及记第四章第十节嗰度，摩西话我系绝口笨舌嘅。
How can I get Pharaoh to respect me with the impediment that I have?
佢话我有口吃，讲说话咧结结巴巴咁样，法老点会睇得起我呢
？I want to remind you of something very, very important.
我好想咧系你特别留意一件非常之重要嘅事。
In the last message, I told you that the book of Acts said that Moses was powerful in speech and action.
喺上一集嘅节目里边，我曾经同你讲过，就系喺《使徒行传》里边话咧。摩西无论是讲说话或者是行事呢，都是很有才能的。
What happened to this powerful speech?
他的讲说话的才能到底去了哪里呢？
When Moses experienced rejection, he lost his eloquence.
原来当他是被排斥、被放逐之后呢，他就失去了他的口才了。
He had been away from civilization for 40 years.
他远离文明的世界呢有成四十年咁耐嘅时间啦。
He has been away from the halls of learning for 40 years.
他离开了当时的学术中心足足呢是有四十年咁耐嘅时间啦。
He didn't even know how to speak anymore.
他甚至呢是已经唔识得点样去讲说话啦。
But also you must remember that with rejection comes a loss of confidence.
同时呢你要记得当一个人是受到排斥的时候，他就会失去了信心了。
With rejection came the feeling of incompetence.
遭受到排斥的人是会觉得自己是很无能的。
Some believe that Moses actually developed his stuttering problem because of his emotional pain.
有些人相信摩西是因为 精神受咗刺激，觉得好痛苦，所以呢就形成咗口吃嘅毛病啦。
But once again, you find God sympathetic and understanding.
但系即使系咁，你可以再一次呢喺呢度睇见神嘅怜悯同埋谅解嘅。
God said, "Who gave man his mouth?"
神话谁造人的口呢？
Who makes him deaf or mute? Who gives the eye?
他说谁使人口哑、耳聋、目明、眼瞎呢？
Is it not the Lord?
岂不是我耶和华吗？
Now go.
他说现在去吧。
I will help you speak and I will teach you what to say.
他说我必赐你口才，指教你当说的话。
But what brought about the Lord's anger is that after all of these gracious responses to Moses' excuses,
但是当神是这么慷慨地去回答摩西的藉口之后，摩西的反应却是惹起神的怒气的。
Moses was still reluctant to cooperate with God's will for his life.
但是摩西仍然不愿意合作，仍然不愿意信服神在他生命里面的计划。
My listening friends, please listen carefully as I conclude.
我亲爱的朋友，在我结束之前，请留心听我讲。
God is very compassionate with those who are fearful.
神是非常怜悯那些内心充满恐惧的人。
God is very compassionate with those who are anxious.
神是非常怜悯那些充满了焦虑的人。
God is very compassionate with those who are in physical or emotional pain.
神是非常怜悯那些身心灵都很痛苦的人。
But the one thing that is an affront to God,
但是有一件事是直接冒犯神的，
is a deliberate refusal to obeying him.
就是那些故意拒绝信服他的人。
Our God is an awesome God.
我们的神是一位可敬畏的神。
Our God keeps his promise even if it takes 400 years.
我们的神是信守诺言，即使是经过了400年，他仍然守约的。
And when God spoke to Moses through the burning bush, and the bush never burnt or was consumed.
当神透过燃烧的荆棘丛向摩西讲说话的时候，荆棘丛它是没有被烧毁的。
That was a sign in itself.
这个本身就是一个奇迹的征兆了。
It is a sign that those who are protected by the Lord can never be destroyed.
这个神迹显示，凡是受到神保护的人是不会被摧毁的。
When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into Nebuchadnezzar's fiery furnace,
当沙德拉、米撒和亚伯尼哥被钉入尼布格尼撒的火坑里面的时候，
God came down and walked with them as if they were walking in a garden.
神来到他们当中同他们同行，就好像他们是在一个花园里面散步一样。
And not one single hair of their head was singed.
他们呢连一条的头发都没有被烧窿。
When you are walking with the Lord, the fire of trials and difficulties will never consume you.
当你是和神在一起，是与神同行的时候，试炼和困难的火都不能够伤害你。
When you are walking with the Lord, the very gates of hell will not overcome you.
当你是与神同行的时候，地狱之门亦都不能够胜过你。
When you are walking with the Lord, you are eternally secure in him.
当你是与神同行的时候，你就在祂永远的平安里面。
For Jesus said,
因为主耶稣曾经这样讲过，
Those whom the Father has given me, I will lose none.
他说，凡父所赐给我的人，一个也不失落。
When you are walking with the Lord,
当你是与神同行的时候，
The Holy Spirit will burn bright in you and through you.
圣灵就在你里面燃烧，发出明光。
My friends, God keeps his word.
亲爱的朋友，神讲过的说话是会算数的。
The question is, are you willing to believe his word and obey it?
问题是你愿不愿意相信他的说话并且信服他呢？
My prayer is that you would say yes.
我祈求神让你是去讲我愿意。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你。在一间休息回来呢，我们一起再重温一下今天所学的内容呢。睇翻今日嘅内容咧，我哋睇到神就喺荆棘丛嗰度向摩西显现，佢就要摩西咧系去解救佢嘅百姓脱离埃及人嗰个嘅制核。咁摩西咧就用咗四个嘅藉口咧，系去想逃避呢个嘅责任。第一个嘅藉口咧就系摩西话：我是什么人？我系咩人呢？咁样咁可以睇到咧，就系摩西经过咗40年喺旷野之后咧。就变得好自卑，佢觉得自己咧系一事无成，亦都冇任何嘅长处，所以咧佢就觉得自己冇能力咧去做呢一个咁重要嘅任务嘅。但系神咧就对摩西讲话：我与你同在，咁样咧就已经足够啦。但系摩西跟住就提出第二个嘅藉口，佢就话：我应该点样去同佢哋讲系边个叫我嚟嘅咧？摩西喺呢个时候咧。是很需要有一个名字，是让到那些以色列人听得见一个很权威的名字。他觉得自己的名字已经再没有任何意义，不能够去叫到他的同胞了。于是神呢就给他一个答案，就是那位自有永有的那一位，也就是呢今在、昔在、永在、掌管历史、掌管天下万物的那位的神。神咧，并唔系用一个名话我曾是，或者系我现在是，或者系我将来是，而系神话我是，即系话咧，佢系自有永有，系掌管住历史嘅。咁但系摩西跟住咧，又提出第三个嘅藉口，就话如果佢哋唔信我，咁点算呢？咁神就好温柔、好慈祥咁样去对摩西讲，佢会俾佢三个神迹，有呢三个神迹咧，佢就唔使惊啦。但是摩西仲有第四个藉口，就话我是绝口笨舌的。但是神呢都仍然安慰他，因为呢口才都是神所赐的。即使是神有这么多的安慰，但是摩西呢仍然不愿意合作，结果呢就惹神的怒气了。从这一段的记载呢，我们可以学到一个功课，就是神其实会有很多的预备，很多的安排，我们只要信靠他，信服他就可以了。但是若果我们不信靠不信服呢，我们就会惹神的怒气。好了，今集的节目来到这里，我们下次时间再见。